On the Big Breakfast catch-up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, the World Cup news that left us buzzing.
Goal! Ooh! Dennis Cometti wraps up the footy.
And Tom Gleisner, AO, joined us in the studio in Melbourne.
Save time with the Claire, Matt and Kimber catch-up and save 35% on your natural gas charges when you switch to Clean Heat. T's and C's apply.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Belinda missed.
Now, in case you didn't know, of course, the World Cup is on at the moment and the Aussies lost to France on Saturday night. I thought they, you know, gave a very good account of themselves.
They're against... Pretty gutsy, the Socceroos, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. They were brave and they were bold and you know, they were unlucky in the end not to hold on. But one of the sad stories about this time of year is that a statistic has come out claiming that every year 4 million couples separate or split up because of football.
Wow.
Isn't that awful?
That's a huge number.
Now, I don't want to sort of be gender specific here, but I'm assuming a most of the time or a majority of that is because the male is too into his sport and he neglects his partner.
Right.
He's in some form of man cave somewhere around the planet.
Maybe it's that. Maybe it goes the other way. I'm not sure. But there's a company called Vicky Form. And, you know, I don't know a lot about Vicky Form, but I'm assuming they're pretty community-minded and they want to help in this really sad and alarming statistic.
Sure.
So it's a Mexican company and they've created some vibrating knickers for the female. Mm-hmm. I don't know, perhaps men can wear them as well, which will vibrate every time a goal is scored, thus giving the wearer an extra sense of joy. He's not just happy that the goal's gone in, but a little bit of pizzazz.
I mean, sexist, yes.
Highly sexist.
But super disappointing, yes.
Oh, why is that?
Because most of the World Cup scores are like nil all, 1-0. Like, if I'm going to have vibrating knickers, I want... It's not enough stimulation for my liking, is what I'm saying.
You'd like it rather it be sort of attached to the basketball.
Or the
112 AFL. To 108.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
It's too much of a good thing, Kimber.
No, there's not.
That marriages went up in Russia because they won 5-0 against the Saudis in the opening game?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm saying if you're going to wear them, you've got to do more than nil all.
Yeah, no, I hear that. That's a very good point, and I'm sure the people at Vicky Form are very interested to hear your opinion. My worry is... You know, as a man rapidly approaching, you know, the wrong side of 40.
Sure.
Well, yeah. What if there's a little bit of leakage? Ooh. Is there any fear of electric shock?
Quite possibly, but does it make the experience even better?
It could do. I'm really sure. Once again, vickyform.com.mx for any of your answers there.
It's more fun than vuvuzelas.
Yes.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
As we say good morning to Dennis, round one and round 13, Sydney are officially the Eagles' nemesis. Dennis, g'day.
Yeah, they played well, didn't they, Sydney, the other night? I was in Sydney, as a matter of fact, and watched that game. I went to the ground the first time in a long time I've been to the footy and haven't been working, so it was a good night for Sydney. And as I say, they're a threat to the premiership, no doubt, because of the way they played.
Well, Den, Eagles fans all hate the loss, but is this loss really just a blip in a great season? I mean, everyone loses at some stage. The fans don't need to cancel their flights to the GF just yet, do they?
No, I don't think so. I think Darling was a big out. Jack Darling's having a wonderful season, and that forward line changed considerably the other night without him. So I think that's going to be an ongoing problem as long as he's out, as long as they can hold the fort. And, of course, they've got a Thursday night game coming up this week, so a short break for them against Essendon. Now, I think this could be a danger game. Essendon coming off a break themselves with a bye, and I think it's going to be one they need to be very careful with. Then perhaps you look at your flights. If they win that, go ahead.
And Dan, I didn't see Fremantle Carlton, but looking at the Carlton scoreless or goalless certainly in the first half, were Frio that good, that dominant, or are Carlton truly awful?
Well, Carlton were truly awful, but interesting thing. I mean, Sydney didn't kick a goal for two quarters in the game against West Coast and won. Now, this is different, of course. No goals to half-time and Fremantle doing much as they like. So that was a good effort by Fremantle, and suddenly they're up and about and sniffing the finals. I'm not sure that's going to happen because their run home is tough. They'll play five games against teams currently in the top eight, but certainly things have turned around in the last 2 weeks. Lachie Neal is putting together a wonderful, as they say, body of work this season. He's terrific, just so consistent, week in, week out, and he's been one of the linchpins of sticking through the hard times and now coming out the other end. But as you say, Carlton, I'm not sure where they're going, and it's hard to get a quick fix these days in the AFL. I mean, the draft, you only get one guy necessarily in the draft in terms of one of the top five picks or so if you're a bad team, because the next one is in the 20s unless you really trade out a lot of players. They've done that, and that hasn't worked for them. So I'm not sure what they've got on the drawing board next.
Yeah, not every club gets a Lachie Weller situation, gets two top fives, Dan. As mates, I've got to say, what do you get anything from yesterday's game of Richmond well and truly in the mix this year? What do you reckon?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think they're now the team to beat, given that the finals are played at the MCG, which they always have been, but Richmond haven't been a factor in recent times. But they play the ground very well. And yesterday, they simply outlasted and outworked Geelong, didn't they? I thought they were really terrific. I keep doubting Richmond. I shouldn't, but I do. I've said before, I think there are no great teams in the competition at the present time, and I don't believe Richmond is one either, but their work ethic is very good. But more importantly, they believe they're a great team. You can see that the way they go about it. No game is ever lost, and I think that's a key. That confidence has to be knocked out of them quickly by a number of teams if they think they can beat them in the finals.
And Dan, I know you love your American football, where they've been using video referees for a long time. We've seen Australia dealt a cruel blow with the VAR during the World Cup. Can you see the AFL going to this kind of a setup?
They're more concerned about staging. And, well, how would you be at the World Cup with staging if that was a problem? Now, I'm not knocking soccer, but when you watch it, my wife's a big ice hockey fan, and she always says during the ice hockey, if only the soccer players were watching this. That is a tough game. And the soccer players, I think they understand now that to get a penalty, this wasn't the case in what you're talking about. I think with the technology, that was the right result. It was just that I thought that technology was supposed to be about clangers, and the ref made his call. Depends what angle you were watching at as well with that. So I'm getting down another path, though. I think Buddy Franklin was brought to Brook over the weekend because they said he staged for a free kick. Well, if they tried that on in Russia, it would be a full-time job, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there'd be no play. And then just wrapping up, we know the Eagles are in good nick, but after the bye for Fremantle, Michael Walters, Brad Hill back in that team, and they get the Lions next up. So it looks pretty good there too.
Oh, yes, I think they've reason to be confident, but still, as I say, the draw is a tough one. They've got to maintain their form. But no, a lot has improved in the last couple of weeks for Fremantle, certainly. Good luck to them.
Okay, rare event, no game at Optus on the weekend, so you'll have to work this weekend, Dan.
That's right. We'll talk to you soon.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Honourable Tom Gleisner, AO.
Please, thank you. No need to stand.
Too late.
Just a gentle curtsy would be appreciated. Kimber, if that's not asking too much.
Well, any time. I mean, Tom, the Order of Australia, you have achieved so much in your career, but what do you think is the thing that got you over the line to get you that award?
You know, I'm not convinced it's real. I'll be honest, because the form arrived, a letter from the Governor General, but it says I have to send $200 to Nigeria to have the processing fee taken care of. So, look, I guess they say it's for services to media, and that's been a few decades now, I guess, doing that. And then I've been busy with some charity over the years behind the scenes, working with both children with cancer and kids with autism. So,
wonderful.
I guess that that combination is sort of put it all together.
Sounds like it should have been a knighthood, actually.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say no. I don't know. We don't get... I have to take out New Zealand citizenship. That's
correct.
How you do it.
Yes.
Then you get a knighthood.
Yeah.
Are you technically now allowed to sort of claim a cow from a farm or you know, indeed run a marriage ceremony?
No, but I am allowed to park in a disabled spot.
There you go. So, it was all worth it.
It is. There's upsides, which are very exciting.
Do you get a trophy, a badge, or do you get cupcakes from your workmates?
There is an investiture ceremony later on this year.
Nice.
And I will let you know. know, but I think it's a badge or a tattoo. I think you have the option these days. So looking forward to that.
Lovely.
This might be off topic, but might I say, gee, you're looking well. You look like you're really taking care of yourself.
Is that right? Gee, that's yes. very, thank you, Kimber. That's very kind of you.
Sometimes the TV can lie. I know. HD can sometimes be unfair.
I mean, we've all seen Grant Denyer early in the morning. It's not, it's not pretty.
Actually, Grant's here now.
Thank you. Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. I'm loving doing the show. We're back I think it's episode 6 tonight of the new series. And it really is a highlight of my week. I get to wander in and fire these questions out, and I genuinely have no idea what's going to come back from the five contestants. Well, I know what Sam Pang's going to say, the wrong answer. But apart from that, it's a genuine surprise for me.
And you have great talent, don't you, on there? Mix on tonight, Kitty Flanagan. Who else we got tonight?
We've got Amanda Keller.
Oh, I love
Gold Logie nominee.
Yes, thank you very much.
Actually, I was hearing a story today that they're saying that they think a lot of people won't make it to the Gold Coast.
We were just reading that. Yeah. Well, no Koshy.
No Koshy, no Sam.
Oh, no Koshy, no Logies.
No Port Adelaide.
Exactly. No, but I guess it is that little degree of difficulty getting there and getting out. I know a few people who literally can't make it because they're recording a show or something and they just can't get in and out in time.
What's happened to our industry when the Logies isn't the go-to festival that it used to be?
Well, I'm sure the Gold Coast will bring in seat fillers, possibly some meter maids. So it's going to be a glamorous, sparkling event nonetheless.
They'll fill it with Instagram stars.
That's the one.
That's the key.
Now, of course, the World Cup's on at the moment. Did you see the Aussies play France on the weekend?
I did. I was watching on Saturday night, as were a lot of us. That was tough. That was to have this ridiculous video review system, and then it's clearly Optus must be running it because there wasn't a great picture on the screen. It was good. Ed Cavalier will be the one to watch. He watches every match. He's never missed a World Cup.
Yep.
So extremely sleep deprived, but hopefully still attentive Ed will be on the show tonight.
It doesn't matter if he's not attentive, does it? That's the whole thing. Have you been paying attention? You can just say, no,
exactly.
I haven't.
And I'll give you 10 points.
Have you been paying attention tonight on 10 after MasterChef? We'll give you a big breakfast tattoo before you leave the studio.
Sensational.
Thanks, Tommy.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah, you know, I've got a horse named Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mayonnaise.
Go.
Yeah. I just said that I missed you, but all of a sudden I don't.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Switch to Clean Heat for homegrown service. It's easy. Clean Heat. Switch, save, smile.